It's so wonderful to see all of you. And I've been here long enough, 12 years already as rector, that I can see the grown-up versions of you. So many people who were young when I arrived 12 years ago, or maybe whose weddings I officiated, and now they're bringing their children. And so it's a real delight from this vantage point to see you. I want to start with a snippet of a poem by William Blake. This is the first four lines of his poem. To see the world in a grain of sand and heaven in a wildflower is to hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour. I love this poem because it reminds us of the grandeur and the infinite mystery that's a part of so much of creation. Perhaps it's occurred to you when you were out on the beach this past summer, maybe even taking the family photo that graced your Christmas card, and you walked on the sand and you thought, oh my goodness, this has been here so long. How long has this been here? William Blake is pointing out that you're holding infinity, because who can count how long those grains of sand have been there? And the idea that you would hold a wildflower, something that once picked, its life is very short. But in it, the wonder and the miraculousness and the mystery of what you see in that blossom, you can see eternity. What mystery is it that has created such beauty for me to behold? This wildflower just out here blooming, nobody was paying attention to it. It didn't even know I was going to come along and notice it. That's the gift of God that William Blake is capturing in his poem. I think that there is a relief which comes at Christmas that mirrors what William Blake is speaking about. It's a relief from ourselves being all important. What a relief. For one day, at least, we remember that it really isn't all about me and what I do. Love came down at Christmas, the carol says. And we remember because the world remembers. Things are closed. Not everyone's available. There's a bigger narrative and a purpose to the day of December 25th, and we're relieved from all the focus on consuming in life and on being known as consumers, or being producers in life and being known as producers. Instead, we begin to see ourselves as receivers of God's goodness, unmerited, and thus we recognize ourselves as distributors of that same goodness. All of life is a gift, if we remember it, if only one day. Take, for instance, Christmas cookies. How many are there? There's a ton. A friend of mine said that when she finished making her batch of ginger snaps, she handed one to her husband, and he took a bite, and he said, "Christmas has begun." Yes, the beauty of that. I want to play with William Blake's poem and say, to see the world in a baked good, and heaven in the burst of my taste buds, is to hold infinity in the palm of my hand and eternity in a delicious moment. Somehow the goodness of God, too mysterious and great to behold, becomes something that we can hold, even that needs to be held, a baby. And not only that, that baby grows up in relationship with real people in a real time, in a real place, living in such a way that we can come to see what it means to be one with eternity. Jesus shows us with his life that we too can live in intimate relationship with the infinite mystery which we call God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's how John's gospel starts. That's how John tells about Jesus being born. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And in Christmas, we remember that the material world is infused with the Spirit, and only God can put Spirit into matter. A scientist told me once. He said, we worked hard to infuse the matter with Spirit, and we couldn't. So I revisit again William Blake's poem. To see the world in the stars in the sky and heaven in the light of a candle is to behold infinity in the smallest of lights and eternity in the blink of an eye. At Christmas, we remember and see that the world is infused with the holiness of God. What on other days is just a cookie or just a candle or just a starlit sky or just a song or just a present becomes, at Christmas, an outward and visible sign of God's ever-present inward and spiritual grace. It's like we wake up again to the truth that the living God has always been in our midst. For those of you who don't get to come to St. Stephen's on a weekly basis, you may not know that this mysterious wonder is what we return to each week, clamored in the world all the time about what we're supposed to be, consumers or producers. We remember on Sunday that we are more than a number. Whereas the world wants to count us and value us by what we produce and what we consume, measuring us as social media clicks and algorithms, we come to worship to remember that we are valued because the living God loves us. The living God loves us. The eternal mystery, the one who is beyond our comprehension, who was and is to come, made all of creation for relationship. God made all of creation for relationship with one another and with the living God. We were made in love for love. Love came down at Christmas, and it's that love incarnated as a human being, Jesus, the Son of Mary, which has radiated throughout time and space. Love has infused even cookies and wrapping paper and winter decorations. Love has radiated from the faces of family, friends, and strangers, each becoming only and the most wonderful thing, a fellow human being. The Word became flesh, John writes in his Gospel, and it's this flesh, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, who is the one who reminds us that we are more than we think. We are more than a number, more than a producer or a consumer. We contain the love of God for the sake of the world. Oh, come, let us adore him. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.